Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. What's up to everybody? Thank you for checking in. We have another wonderful episode. I'm so thankful that y'all continue to check in and subscribe and download our podcast. Now, today I'm so excited. I've said that word about three times already in the span of 1 minute to have this beautiful guest checking in with us. Her name is Devi Brown. When I tell y'all, she is so soothing. She focuses on mental health, you know, an advocate for healing. She is an author, a successful podcaster, master educator, and y'all, she works for organizations such as Chase, Microsoft, Chopra, and other Fortune 500 companies. Please welcome Devi Brown.
Yay! I'm so happy to be here.
Girl. Okay, y'all, I've been following Devi for a couple years now. She inspires me as someone with consistency about what her calling is. And as much as we could veer off and be tempted, because social media will make you feel like you're supposed to be a healer, a mental health advocate, a gardener, a singer, a car wash. Then I feel like, okay, I didn't clean my shower good enough because Tamara Bradshaw, she's on Instagram. She uses these scrubbers and she got Amazon links to where you can buy all these cleaning supplies. But Devi, you just... You know you're an educator. And you do amazing healing work, not only for individuals, but Fortune 500 companies call on you.
Thank you for this reflection. I feel so seen.
Girl, right?
I so know what you're speaking to. And I think so many were in this kind of vacuum for really the last decade since we all started actively using Instagram and social media so regularly. Like, it changed the way people, I think, were able to adult, because we were in this vacuum of comparison kind of without our consent. It started out as like excitement of like, wow, there are so many different people. People live so differently. Or, wow, I can get this knowledge or information here. I found my tribe. And then it turned into, I think, for so many, living a life of not enoughness, of feeling like everything had to be documented, everything you had to teach because you did it once, or, you know, everything has to be compared to, well, am I doing great if I look at that person? And I think it's just a very unnatural, really twisted, unhelpful, unhealthy way to live. And so, like, the way I am on social media, I want to be very clear, because I'm not an influencer. I'm not here for the people. I'm here to share the work God calls me to. And I'm here to share things that I find interesting. And hopefully the people that find me, you know, we can kind of speak the same language, but I'm not looking to attract everyone. I'm not looking to build my following. I'm looking to live my work.
Were you always okay with that? Were you ever tempted to y'all, she's gorgeous aesthetically, right? Were you ever tempted to be like, you know what?
Thank you.
I could get a red candle for my curls.
Ooh, I received now, life over me.
Debbie, if they call you, please. If Shea Moisture, whoever wants to invest in you, please, ma'am, go for it.
Yeah.
But always bring it back to healing. Always bring it back to healing.
You know, absolutely yes. You know, to answer your question, I think I'll be really honest with you. Like, I think we're in the age of authenticity. I think that we are in a new era of women, of ways that we're allowed to be multi-hyphenate, multi-dimensional. And I think because of that, now it feels more comfortable for me to be myself on social. But I had a hard time. I'm not naturally pulled to do things I see other people doing. Like, my spirit kind of rejects it, maybe in an over-the-top way sometimes. But I felt like, honestly, like, I didn't belong on social for years, because there was this whole era where the in thing to do was to share how good you were at tearing another person down. You know, like, there was this era where anything that you would say, someone, some stranger in a distant land or somewhere else, would just meet you with negativity. And it was years of that. And anytime I try to poke my head up and be myself on social, I'd get these comments that would say, so many, you're stupid, you're ugly, you're this, or, oh, you think, like, the most irrational things. And so, you know, as someone that does not believe in tearing people down, for someone that it doesn't occur to try to show off my language and my vocabulary by how painful it can be for someone else. Yeah. And I've been sharing the same stuff for years, but it just wasn't resonating because we were in a different moment as a society.
Either we weren't ready or it just wasn't God's time. How many people have been doing this for years? And then all of a sudden, one thing that they said resonates with millions, or it goes viral. But you're like, I've been talking this talk for 10 years. I've been doing this. You know, and so I love timing. I love God's timing. Mm-hmm. I love when he knows that something that you have to share is needed on a broad scale in the world and in this earth. And God makes it happen. God makes it happen. Ooh. I love to see the elevation of people in which I can spot and say, God did that. They didn't manipulate it themselves. God did that.
That is so beautiful. Everything that you're saying, it's just like, this morning I was driving back from dropping my son at preschool, and I just felt so overwhelmingly grateful for the divine timing of God, you know, and every time that I was irritated in my life or felt like things weren't fast enough or that it should be now or like this, I just felt so grateful for every time I didn't get my way, because it wasn't right. It's not right till it's right. And you can't see that. And so the patience, like the surrender,
the cultivating a deep practice of patience. People don't speak to the challenge of it enough, but it's hard. It's hard. It's hard to be patient when you think you know. It's hard to be patient when the world is moving at a particular speed or frequency, but it is always in divine time, always.
And it's amazing when you talk about the world is moving at a particular speed. Yes, the world is moving at a particular speed, but you still have a soul. You still have a physical part of the body. And I feel like a lot of us, we are stressed and burnt out because we're trying to move at the speed. It's like we're on a freeway. Say the speed limit is 70. Okay, I'm 70. Okay, maybe 75. But then there's a car, other cars are going 85, 95. And it's we're naturally inclined, at least I am, to be like, oh, I've got to go with the flow of traffic. When I mean the flow of traffic, how fast traffic is going. So I liken what we see on a daily basis, say on social media, they almost dictate other cars how fast you're supposed to be. And it has you out of time, out of rhythm. You might arrive to your destination early. And you ain't ready to be there so early. Or you get out the car and the door is locked because you ain't supposed to be there right now. It's you early. They ain't even unlocked the doors yet. But I got here early. You know what I mean? Versus at the right time. And I'm excited to talk to you about healing and timing of it.
Ooh, that was so beautiful. Yes, yes, yes.
Y'all, I met Debbie in person at Charlemagne's Mental Wealth Summit in New York. And there were so many amazing people in the room, practitioners, psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists. But your process might be a little different in the healing space than that of traditional therapy. Get us into your process of how it's different than traditional therapy.
I really believe that to truly heal, to truly release things, to truly call in more for your life, a higher vision, to come into the real remembrance of your wholeness, to expand in who you are, it is never one thing. So I think therapy is phenomenal. Psychiatry, it's phenomenal. Praise God for the ways that these fields have been able to evolve over the centuries, for the kind of knowledge we're able to come to about ourselves now. And just that won't get you there. It won't. I won't. And I think everyone really knows that. You know, sometimes you get caught up in loops in therapy. Now, this is a separate conversation from the conversation about destigmatizing mental health, that we still need to be talking about access to therapy, access to group therapy, cognitive therapy, somatic therapy, all of them. And once you've begun that journey, now there's a separate conversation of how to elevate even higher, how to become even more yourself, how to heal even deeper. I don't think healing is sustainable in our lives to create a new practice, a new set of experiences without a holistic approach. You have to look at the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual view of yourself, and you have to come into healing of all four of those components. And this is in no way a criticism of wherever anyone is at. This is just letting everyone know there's more available. You know, the thing about therapy, depending on what type you're getting, most people, the first access point of therapy is cognitive therapy, which is talk therapy. And it's a powerful tool. But after a while, once it equips you with the language that you need to express yourself, once it equips you with the understanding of things that have happened to you, and you've had the space to express them, to get wise expert counsel on them, then there's more, because you can always get stuck in a rumination. Now you have the language, and then you find 5 years later, you're still chewing on the same things you uncovered. If anyone finds themselves in that, where you are still talking about the same patterns in therapy all the time, you're still stuck on perhaps one of the facets of your healing, or you're just repeating the pattern with new people. And so you're going in there to work the same process, but with new relationships, it's time to elevate. It's time to expand. It's time to push yourself more. And then I would really recommend that people find a somatic approach. I believe in blending psychology and spirituality. I think that regardless of belief system, it's incredibly powerful for everyone to have a devotional practice. You know, there is nothing about my life that moves without God. There is not a thing. Everything about my relationship with Creator informs all the other work that I do. Everything and every way that I'm able to heal, whatever goal I'm currently working on with that. So I think everyone can deeply, transformationally, mind-blowingly connect with the most elevated versions of themselves when they look at a holistic approach. Start getting curious, start seeing some of the phenomenal healing modalities and ancient wisdom that we have had for centuries at our fingertips. It's a little bit science, it's a little bit expertise, and then it's a little bit mystery.
I'm so glad you talked about science and spirituality. Mm. We are spirits. We have a body that houses the soul. We are a spirit, and a lot of us, we work on the physical. We look good, we go to the gym, we eat all the right things. But then it's like, man, if we can get that spiritual side to match the physical and how self-aware you'll become, I believe you will treat people better. I've even become so much more aware because of spending time spiritually in the morning. I call it my first fruit, where I don't do anything in the morning before I've done a devotional prayer or something. And then it makes me not want to look at stuff on the internet that's going to like desecrate everything that I've done, you know, to get my day started. We're like sponges, Debbie. You agree? Like our spirits take on and we feel everything. And if you don't, you're just hardened. And I used to be that hardened person. A friend of mine, April Mason, said the other day that maybe we have faith for a car. Maybe we have faith for a new house or to get that degree, right? I'm going to get it. But we don't use that same faith and say, man, I also deserve wholeness.
Ooh.
And you always say, seek the path that demands your whole being.
Mm.
Oh, I'm going to get this car, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get me a husband or a wife. And
yeah.
But ooh, we need some healing so we can maintain these things that we're, these other things we've got faith for.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you know, ooh, okay. First, I would say the quote that you just spoke to, it comes from the great Sufi mystic Rumi. Rumi's poetry was 10, 12 years ago, my first foray into being with myself, into opening to like joy, to beauty, to deeper understanding. And that quote changed the course of my life when I first heard it. And the full quote is, seek the wisdom that will untie your knot. Seek the path that demands your whole being. And when I heard that, it's like your whole being. So seeking a path that is requiring all of you. It's requiring you to operate on all cylinders as all of who you are, which is what God wants for us, and seek the path that demands your whole being. Like live the life with people in circumstances that require you to be in wholeness, that require you to be your elevated self. You know, I don't want to be the smartest person in the room. I don't want to be the most healed person in the room. I want to live my path, not comparatively, and continue to learn and expand with the array of information so many of us hold and wisdom that we hold. Mm-hmm. You know, the path of wholeness, it's available to everyone, but it's not for the faint of heart. I would be really remiss if I packaged the way I talked about the healing of the human spirit through tips and hacks and tricks and quick little, you know, like lists of things you can do each day. You have to get in the gutter with yourself. You have to be willing to surrender every thought you have about who you are. You have to be willing to look into the deepest crevices of the things that cause you pain so you can free yourself of them. And at first, so much of that sounds scary. But it's what we're built to do. We are designed to do this. We can do this big, hard work. But so often I think, and I say this with a lot of expanded reverence for what the church has meant to so many for centuries. But some of the issues I think some people are starting to notice, especially mm-hmm. people that have perhaps spent their entire lives going to church and know the word and have felt God, the church hasn't always equipped people with the tools to know God for themselves. Very often the church, depending on who you're with, and I want to say this is not a monolith. So some people have true anointed leadership that is not trying to hoard God as the middleman. Mm-hmm. And some really don't. And, you know, very often you go to church and you'll hear these powerful sermons and these incredible stories from the Bible. And the way they're talking to you about it on stage is to just channel that towards a car or towards a promotion or towards something that is surface that God could give a damn about, you know, mm-hmm. like God doesn't care about car. Like these are things we invented. God knows how to speak to you through your growth, through the ways that you're able to expand your heart into love. Through that process, you're able to attract higher outcomes, which can allow for you to have the more comfortable vehicle, which can allow for you to have, you know, the job that is really speaking to your soul's purpose. But we have to stop asking for the small things, and we have to ask to get unstuck from everything that's blocking us from getting what we want. So if I need a new car, I'm not going to necessarily just pray about the car. I will pray that God gives me a solution, but I'm also going to pray, God, what is my work? What am I avoiding in myself? What are the decisions I need to make to position myself to have the receptivity to bring that car in, to bring the better life in? But it's everything else, you know, it's your relationship with yourself. It's your understanding of your childhood. The thing that is so interesting to me is sometimes I'll speak to people that are so beautifully equipped with the word, they've memorized it, but their ability to live it is so limited. And very often, you know, everyone wants to speak to the power of Christ, of Jesus, but are not actually in practice to walk the path. Christ existed to show us how to live, to be Christ-like. And to be Christ-like doesn't mean to be this saint up on a shelf. It means to make honorable choices. It means to love yourself. It means to be in relationship with God every single day.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
To be in relationship with God every single day will look different for everybody. And I am finding that, you know, I'm one of the ones that you're talking about. I grew up in church every single day. It was my foundation. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until I started traveling on the road professionally that I had to cultivate a relationship with God for myself. Because I didn't have a church to go to every Sunday on the road, right? Sometimes we had shows on Sunday. Sometimes Sunday was a travel day to prepare us for Monday, right? So I think my growth, my strength came from, well, church being my foundation, but church is different. The church being where we went to fellowship, where I believe is community, what we need, even from slavery. We found a community to go to pray, sing songs of worship, right? Mm-hmm. But then what happens when you go outside those four walls of church is Monday, right? And so learning that I couldn't depend on just the pastor's sermon on Sunday, I needed to apply that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, mm-hmm. in time for Sunday. And if maybe you go to, we went to Bible study during the week. We also went to choir rehearsal during the week. So I was there in the physical four walls of the church all the time. But like I said, the real relationship with God, because those were just doings, right? But the real relationship with God, to where I learned him, who I am, it happened for me outside of the actual sanctuary. My home had to become my sanctuary. My bedroom had to become a sanctuary. My hotel room had to become a sanctuary. Tour bus had to become a freaking sanctuary. Lord, I didn't mean to say freaking sanctuary. I'm sorry. But and on that path, things happen, relationships break apart, certain things that you wanted in your life and career you didn't get. And so a piece of you gets broken, broken, broken every single day, and you're not whole. Can a person be completely whole? Or is it just wholeness and healing are just going to be journeys, and will we be completely whole and or healed?
I think yes. I believe yes. To be fully whole and healed, it does not mean that the circumstances of life are necessarily going to be that much easier. Earth is a challenging place. We just hit 8 billion in our population, and the majority of that 8 billion are unconscious. It's a lot of people that are not going to do their work while they're alive. And so you're going to do all this work of healing, of wholeness, and you're still going to be living here. It just is. And I think that's where acceptance comes in. And I think we can. I think there are deep levels of enlightenment that a very rare few meet in their lifetimes, right? Like there's some, you think of the Dalai Lama, I think it's pretty safe to say he was always intended to be this enlightened being that shares consciousness in the way that he does. I can't imagine the Dalai Lama with a teenage life like mine. You know, like there are some beings that I think hold space for the rest of the world to uplift to. Yeah. But then I also think, you know, people ask me all the time, like, do you have bad days, right? Like, do you get really angry? And I'm like, well, I'm a human being. Like, I'm meant to feel all the, the full spectrum of emotion. I don't have less crazy shit that happens to me. I'll say that. I don't have probably less than most, but the way I relate to it is completely different. You know, if something doesn't happen in the way that I visualized it, I think my wholeness really displays itself as the deep faith that, well, then that was the right choice. You know, if that wasn't mine, then it's not mine. If this didn't happen the way I wanted it to, even if I really thought so, then that is not the path. And so whenever I pray for something, I say something very specific. I may ask for X, Y, and Z. As I end the prayer, I say this or something better for the highest good. God, can I please have this or something better for the highest good? Because I also don't want to place limits on God.
That's so good. This or better than this for the highest good. Would you say an indicator of healing and wholeness is in your response to the shenanigans of life? Woo!
Yes. Oh my God.
God gave me my answer. I was like, woo. Ah, wholeness is maybe not even a feeling. Healing is not a feeling.
Yeah.
But a response, how you respond.
Oh my God, that's good. Yes. Yes, because that's the thing. It's once you get a healing, once you get kind of that new depth of yourself, it's about building a life that supports it, that continues to make that true. So that does mean you don't really stay in the life that you had. Everything has to change with you. And sometimes that means casting some people aside, walking away from some circumstances, jobs, people, places, things. But if there is a trust and if there is a commitment to living a healed whole life, you adjust. We are highly adaptable beings. Adjust, trust it enough to leave behind things, even if you don't understand why.
Ooh, this leads to my next question. I read something where you were saying, I'm paraphrasing, but you're an expert at boundaries. Setting boundaries.
Yeah. Oh, I love boundaries.
She said, I love boundaries. You said it as if you said, ooh, my love almond joys or Kit Kats. Ooh, I love kind bars. Ooh, I love bread pudding. Ooh,
God, I love boundaries. I love boundaries. Truly, because every time I have the opportunity to feel discomfort and set a boundary anyway, I unlock a new layer of myself in my life. I am always, always, always met with a better outcome than I could have imagined. And it takes work. You know, the thing about boundaries, it took years of practice to love them. Mm-hmm. There was a time, one, it's hard to admit that your life has lacked boundaries, right? Especially if you are somebody that shows up powerfully in other, you know, avenues of your life, it's hard to say, oh, whoa, but in this area, holy shit, I've been letting everybody get away with things. You know, it's challenging to look at that, but to look at it and get curious and say, well, why the hell have I been doing that? Why have I been doing that? Can I make another choice? Ooh, making that choice is so uncomfortable. Let me still make it anyway. And let me just privately scream it out. When I started setting boundaries in my personal life, it then led me to realize that I needed to set boundaries in my work life. I needed to set boundaries in every facet of how I interact with people. Like you get this beautiful kind of revolving door of practice when you commit to it. And the first, you know, I knew walking in that I was doing things that I wasn't good at. I knew that I was going to have to practice a new way of being that really triggered me, that really made me uncomfortable, that really made me look at more painful parts of my own past of, oh, wow, you've actually let yourself down quite a bit. You know, I had to really look at that. I had to look at my role in my choices, my role in people overstepping my boundaries. And it's hard. It's hard because it's always a two-way street. It is never just what someone else is doing. It is never just that they won't respect you, that they won't this. Why do you allow it? What are you allowing? You know, it's always a two-way street. You have to look at both sides. And when I first started realizing I needed to set boundaries in my life, I would do it. And then I would be consumed with anxiety and I'd be thinking of, oh my God, and they're going to think this about me. And then this, and, and I would literally just say, grin and bear it. You will not change your response. You will not send another message. You will not be passive aggressive. You will not song and dance. And I would grab a pillow and I'd go into the other room. And sometimes I would scream. Sometimes I would cry because I hated that it was so hard for me. It felt embarrassing. It felt like, what the hell? Who am I? And then it quickly gets better. The second you say yes to yourself, the second you enforce that first boundary and do not change your stance, life opens up. You get more and more opportunities every day to practice. Now you're saying no 25 times a day, and you probably hadn't said no in 10 years. And that practice opens up. And before you know it, a couple months have passed and you are your own personal expert at protecting yourself, at setting boundaries, and at making better choices.
I told a friend of mine that you don't have to announce when you set a boundary. Dr. Darius Daniels says it as well. He was like, every adjustment don't need to be announced either, right?
Yes, yes.
So some of that anxiety about setting a boundary and or making that adjustment for me has subsided when I reminded myself and the friend, like, you don't have to announce it. Just subtly make the adjustment. And guess what, Debbie? I've been on the receiving end of someone setting boundaries with me.
How does it feel?
It don't feel good. I learned I was spoiled, entitled.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, so for someone to set a boundary with me,
yeah,
I was like, okay. It made me want to be a safe person.
Yeah.
And it also made me, because you talk about the passive aggressive, I was very passive aggressive, which can irritate the other person. Like, why don't you just say it with your chest? Say what you mean. Or don't come to me 5 days later with the circumstance and you've been hemming and hawing, dancing. Like, you know what I'm saying? So we talk about girls set boundaries with people. Yeah, but be ready for when a person sets a boundary with you. Self-aware, reflect, make the apologies, create a safe environment so that person can maybe adjust the boundary because they're entitled to adjusting the boundaries as they see fit. Are you a safe person with them? Dr. Henry Cloud, John Townsend, the book Safe People. I remember reading the book. I remember, oh, I can't wait to read this book because I'm going to be able to tell my ex all about himself. First few chapters of the book, it was telling me about me. So I want to encourage people like, yo, it feels good to set those boundaries, but I'm telling you, don't be so high and mighty and think you're so perfect that somebody is out there is going to have to set a boundary with you. It don't feel good, but imagine it don't feel good to them when you set a boundary with them as well.
That is so, so, so beautiful and so powerful. Like if everyone listening could do both of these things we just spoke to, your life changes radically, urgently, completely. And I think like what you just spoke to about even giving that grace when you're not getting your way is so amazing. And something I think of, you know, something I really try to do intuitively, you can notice people in your life that are trying to make a new way for themselves, right? That are making themselves uncomfortable, that are testing out boundaries, as you said, and really working your process inside so you can be a soft place to land for them is so important. You know, being able to give people the kind of response that you would crave to receive from people when you are looking to try on new ways of being. It is one of the greatest gifts we can give ourselves and others, you know, and sometimes because I move really fast. I process things really fast. I talk a lot. I'm very descriptive and expressive, but that's also my gift. And that's not a way of being that everyone has. And so for me, a lot of my work when I'm in conversation with people I love, it's to slow down and to be quiet. And to not speak their words for them, and to notice when I feel like I have to add something, to just instead sit in my own body and take a deep breath and give that person the dignity of their process. It's just so beautiful.
Debbie, this is so on time. Literally yesterday, I was on the phone with someone and they were sharing some things with me. And I wouldn't say for the first time, but I felt so bad. I didn't have a lot to say, but I intentionally said, let's sit here in this silence. Just you being present is enough. We don't have to be like, oh, things happen for a reason. Oh, it's going to be okay. To them right now, they don't feel like it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
So the sitting is. If it was so awkward, Debbie, to not have the solution or the answer or the scripture or the prayer right up front or the churchyisms, we just had to sit in silence.
Yeah.
I hated that it was over the phone versus I felt like it would have been better in person to just sit in silence with this person. But over the phone, it was just like, I don't know.
That's so powerful because when you have supportive silence, not silent treatment, not someone being silent because they are minimizing, dismissing, or don't want to be a part of your process. And the feeling is different from healthy silence to non-healthy silence, but supportive silence that you just talked about, it allows someone to build their trust in themselves. It allows someone to build their own emotional intelligence, to trust themselves. How often can we actually really give solutions to people's individual unique problems? You know, truly, like a good one, it's not something we can think about at the top of our heads on command in a 30-minute conversation. And we shouldn't try. We should just offer support. We should offer freedom. We should offer non-judgment for someone as they're walking through a process.
Okay.
If you have something that is just a divine unique fit, you'll know it. But if you're just trying to come up with something because of your own awkwardness, because of your discomfort with that person's pain, you are doing them a disservice. You are causing them harm and you're jeopardizing your relationship with them.
You'll say some of the most foolish things like foot and mouth, like I didn't mean that.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Pivoting back to boundaries. Boundaries versus discarding people.
It's completely different, and it's a felt difference. If there's anger behind your boundary, then that is a completely different mechanism happening, which you may need to happen, right? Because some people need angry boundaries. If you're being harmed, if you're being abused, if you are being mistreated, there is a harsh line of boundary. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the boundary has to be a barbed wire fence for unsafe people. For other people that just may be unconscious or not as emotionally intelligent as you, or have had different kinds of traumas and triggers, the boundary can be more like a velvet fence, a velvet sword. It can be just a line, a visual line in the sand, but it doesn't have to be a cinder block wall, you know? And I think when we're creating boundaries, the boundary is less about the other person. And it's not individualized to every person. You're creating a set of boundaries of what is honorable for your unique life. Then that boundary applies to anyone that comes up to you, friends, family, currents, exes, everybody can get the boundary, because the boundary is about the way you care for yourself and your life as a whole. Everybody can get it. And so when I set a boundary, I think part of the reason that allows it to not feel so charged anymore for me is that when someone is upset, I can honestly really look at them and say, well, this has nothing to do with you. This is the boundary for my life. This isn't personal about you as a person, mm-hmm. as a soul, but this is what's required for my life. And it gets applied to everyone.
So good. Debbie, absolutely amazing. You talk about naming your wounds and how there's strength in it. And thank you for that. How does a person name their wounds?
It is a long, slow, beautiful process. Our healing is a lot of things, but one thing it isn't is like a one weekend session of something, right? It is the continued practice. It is building a system of curiosity with the way that you view yourself in your life. And so self-awareness is what allows us to come into our healing. And the more self-aware we become, the more we're able to look at the things that have really hurt us in our lives, the easier it is to look at our own behaviors and not be in judgment of them. Sometimes it's really hard for people to come into self-awareness because being honest with yourself hurts. You know, it can feel really defeating. For some people that have had traumatic backgrounds, it also means meeting experiences in their lives that didn't receive their consent, that they didn't deserve. And looking at that stuff is hard. It does feel easier to pretend things didn't happen. It does feel easier to bypass that and to just try to instantly push yourself into a positive thought, but it is not sustainable. Everyone who has ever tried that knows you may be projecting a look of yourself to the world, but you're not feeling it in your own heart. You deserve more. You deserve more. You deserve real healing, not performative healing. For that to happen, we just have to really be willing, gently, to look at the truth of our individual lives, the truth of our behavior, the truth of our experiences. As soon as we're able to do that, and for anyone listening that may have a story that you think that makes sense for everyone else, but not me, because this happened to me, I hear you. And it's about releasing yourself from that cell. It's about saying it out loud. It is about saying it and sharing it with trusted people who give you this space to talk about yourself without trying to cover you with their discomfort or their advice or their spiritual bypassing. It's about giving yourself however much time you need to say it out loud, but saying it out loud so it can free you and you can release it and you can reframe the narrative of who you are and how you became that.
Ooh. As we hold our hearts in what you might want to call your abdomen or your stomach, just take this, hold this, let this just be stable, center in this last. I closed my eyes as Debbie was talking and I received it as a prayer for myself and as a prayer for the person listening and as a prayer for Debbie as she continues this healing work through individuals and for corporations and to the world, that we continue healing. It is deserved. It's not for the rich person. It's not for the person that's never been abused. It is for you and it's for me. You are loved. Know that. I don't care what your abuse and trauma, I don't care what the lies say to you. You are loved. We're with you. You're not alone.
Release, release, release. You deserve, you deserve, you deserve. Who do you want to be? Who are you being called to become? Grace and ease will cover you. Say yes. Wow. Oh, whew. That was so beautiful. Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh, this is what checking in the foundation must be about and must continue to be this. And thank you, Debbie, for joining us today.
Thank you.
I really don't know if a close is necessary. So I'm just going to leave it here. We're just gonna let it breathe.
Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having seven kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.